I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Here's Jim Ekdahl with the DNR explaining more about the new decree controlling hunting and fishing rights for Native Americans in the eastern UP and northern lower Michigan.
In 1836, the tribe owned the land and they had all the rights of ownership that you could imagine. And when they sold the land that in 1836 to the United States, they simply didn't give up some of those rights of ownership. And so the courts have said, yeah, one of the rights of ownership they didn't give up were the right to hunt and fish as they traditionally had done in the past. So in this exercise, what we've tried to do is we tried to put those into play in a way that met legitimate tribal needs and interests, and at the same time, regulate them in a way so that there was an opportunity for all of us to share the resources and to not negatively impact the resources so that there would be healthy populations of fish and game and that the forests wouldn't be affected negatively. And we think we did a pretty nice job of providing for legitimate tribal needs and interests.
That's Jim Ekdahl, and that's what's going on in our community.